This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on air with Adam Samuel. Joy 94.9.
Speaking of happy, as a man who walked into the studios a few moments ago with a huge smile on his face, he has been in fashion for 30 years and he just gets bigger and better, as in bigger as in career-wise, not bigger as in person-wise. Mr. Dom Bagnardo, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
30 years, I have to say, congratulations. That is an amazing feat.
Thank you. Well, especially in our industry, which is really difficult, but we're feeling very grateful at the moment to still be in business and doing what we love.
I tried to find the name of your town on a map of Italy. My heritage is Italian as well, and I saw Bagnato. Oh, that sounds so Sicilian. But I couldn't find it on a map of Italy because you grew up in country Victoria.
Actually, the name Bagnato comes from an area in southern Italy called Bagnara, but that's not a town as such. I come from originally from Tatura, which is a town in the Golden Valley, and I came to Melbourne when I was about 16.
You were 9 years old when you first went, you know what, I think I'd like a career in fashion.
It was a customary thing to send your son to learn a trade, so it was more driven by going to learn something. And my godfather, who had a tailor shop at the time, that was a good way to go and see if I liked if I liked to do it, this particular trade. I had no idea what I was doing. I just know that when I walked in, I remember seeing the tailor standing on a bit of a bench, and there was the sun shining behind him, and the smell of the workroom just got me, and I fell in love with it. I didn't know what I was falling in love with, but I fell in love with it.
You said at 16 you moved to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Did you launch directly into your own brand, or did you work for some houses around Melbourne when you came?
No, when I came here, I went straight to work into the government clothing factory as a pattern maker.
Oh, wow.
Which is a very important part of a designer, ideally anyway.
When you say government, do you mean government?
As in uniforms.
Oh, okay, right.
It was amazing. It was an amazing experience because the tolerance in the specification, they only gave you 5mm tolerance allowance to make a mistake. So, you know, it became a great skill to have the accuracy of making patterns. I then went to work into a large clothing company who made for Maya at the time, and I took up the head designer's position there from 78 to 84, and then in 84 we launched Dom Bagnato.
Well, congratulations, 84 to 2014, 30 years of Dom Bagnato. It's a family business. Your son has recently joined, I think he's been part of the company mm-hmm. for a few years now, but mm-hmm. He's taken on a new role with you.
Yes, well, it is a family business. I mean, we started in 84, as I said, with my wife Pia, and that was an incredible, courageous move, I thought, on her part more than mine, that she had to, that she was amazing support, because I had a fantastic job and just launched into this new business, and of course we've continued along, and it's been recently that about 5 years ago, so my daughter was involved at one stage as well, and she still is on a consulting capacity, and she's, her background is clothing as well, and my son joined us 5 years ago, came in via the graphic side and design side, and more recently taken over the brand management area.
Now, I need to ask, when your son puts on his clothing, obviously it comes from your collection, does the back tag say made by my dad rather than made in China or something like that? And does your tag say it's mine?
That's a great idea. I might do some t-shirts like that. Yeah. No.
My dad made this t-shirt. No, really, he did make this t-shirt.
No. Nunes has got an attitude that he likes mixing up his clothing quite a bit, and he does do his own, buys other pieces and he mixes up with our collection. But
so there's no jealousy or anything?
No,
he doesn't walk in and you look at him and go, that's not my clothes.
No, because he does have a particular... However, having said that, when we do go to any of the tailor functions, he's always wearing Dom Bagnato completely, but in his off time, let's call it, he has his own little thing going on.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
Joining me in studio is a man who's endured 30 years at the top of his game in the fashion world, Mr. Dom Bagnato from the Italian suburb of... No, I'm just kidding, it's regional Victoria. We must say congratulations. Over the past 30 years, you've gone into sports collections, menswear, shoe collection. Mm-hmm. You've been part of national runway shows, and now coming up, it's Melbourne Cup Carnival time.
Which is our Christmas.
It's our Christmas. Mm-hmm. So you're getting, like, you know, is last-minute celebrities, like, is Hugh Jackman on the phone going, "Hey, Dom, I need a suit, man."
No, but it's quite possible. Like, as I said, you know, with a few days to go, yet it's quite possible. And over the years, we've really enjoyed that. We've enjoyed being part of dressing the celebrities and really dressing everyone. For me, everyone's a celebrity, to be honest. The thing that I enjoy the most, too, is that they love to dress well and to dress in a way that they are able to demonstrate their personality. And I love that.
Can you give us a bit of gossip on who you've dressed over the years?
I thought about that, but you know what? It's going to be unfair if I just ramble off a couple. So I think, and I just can't remember every single one, but I can honestly say I've enjoyed every one that's worn Dom Bagnato. It's been a joy, and I think people, if they follow this, they'll know, you know, who've dressed over there, because they do mention it or they do print it. But no, I've been very lucky. We've always had a fantastic relationship with everyone that's worn it.
And if people want to find out more about who you are and the 30-year history of your collections, where can they head to?
Oh, well, obviously our website, of course, is a starting point. Our Facebook, we keep that updated. And Instagram is updated as well. So
is that your do you look after Instagram, or do you have something?
Now, you know the answer to that. Nunzi looks after the whole social media side, and they're doing a great job.
See, my mother's 53, and I taught her how to use Instagram, and now she thinks that everything is Instagrammable. Because I say, you know, you can take pictures of buildings or sunsets or sunrises. She takes a picture of a leaf on the ground and go #leaf #Melbourne, and it's like.
Now, I actually know how to use it all. It's just that between my daughter Milena and my son Nunzi, they encourage me not to, if that makes sense.
They're such lovely kids. No, Dad, you cannot use Instagram. We'll take care of it for you. If you do want to find out more about this sensational man, head to Dom Bagnato, spelled dombagnato.com.au.
You're on air with Adam Samuel. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.